We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. You heard that BB Shea is here, and there's Red Rachel. Red Rachel, good to see you.
Hey.
Thank you very much for coming in today. We're ready to play the Big Money Celebrity Birthday Game here, and you can choose your player. Biggie has won. I don't want to say it out too loud. I think you've won 3 days in a row. Am I right?
I am. I'm on a heater, but.
You are. Let's see if you can keep it going today. John will get the first draft pick. Will it be Biggie, or does John think he's due for a loss? We'll find out. John, who you got to play this game with you today?
Going with Biggie for the four-peat.
Biggie for the four-peat. Let's see if he can do it. Luca has a chance to have either BB Shea, Chris Dim, or Red Rachel. Luca, who you got?
I got Red Rachel, please.
Well, she's your favorite. That's your favorite. That's right. Luca, who is 13.
Homeschooled Luca.
Homeschooled Luca, who is a
recent 13.
Meet and greet contestant, and his favorite member of this program is Red Rachel.
You're my favorite, too.
That's right. Archie, you can have BB Shea or Chris Dim. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Chris Dim.
Christopher Dim will play for you today, and that means, Derek, you will have BB Shea playing for you today.
I'll take that hot dog stuffer.
All right. Hot dog stuffer.
You're his huckleberry.
I love it.
That's right.
You're his hot dog stuffer.
I just saw your colleague do another barbecue review this morning as well. One of y'all pops up in my Facebook all the time.
I feel like I get close. He gets really close, man.
Uncomfortably so.
Yeah.
He's got it, the camera right up in his face, and I can see all that slaw dripping down on him and everything, you know. But it makes it look good. Both of them. I mean, you make them look really good.
And don't worry, I'm coming back. I'm going to be doing my own reviews. It's going to be me stabbing myself in the Manjaro pen. Once a week.
Today we're doing Manjaro. Yeah, Manjaro. Yeah.
This is going to be a close-up of my thigh.
This is the left thigh. Yeah.
Today we're going right thigh, Manjaro, in a 20cc syringe.
It'll be a short video.
Oh, I like that. That's really nice.
I'm going to crack open this Ensure to get all the nutrients I'm supposed to get.
Yeah.
He's a big foodie. You can't keep him down. Of course he's going to be doing that. That's your own special niche. Yep. Like these guys have hot dogs and barbecue sandwiches.
You know, if you find a niche, you can get rich.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know if that's going to be a thing or not.
Find a niche, get rich.
That's a good one. I like that too.
Okay. The way this game works, and they have to play for you because it's too easy to look up these celebrity ages. You find out or you try to guess how old a celebrity is that has a birthday either today or this week. If you're within, let's say, 5 years, that's 5 points. At the end of the game, we add the points and the low score wins. We have a member of the Eagles, but not an original member of the Eagles. In fact, it's been recent. He's more known as a country artist, Vince Gill. I still believe in you. Vince Gill has 22 Grammys to his credit, the most of any solo male country music act all time.
Wow.
That's a factoid, isn't it?
Yes.
22 Grammys.
Over Garth.
Over Garth, yes. I tell you, my wife loves Vince Gill, except for the fact that he cheated on his wife with Amy Grant. That's right.
Bro, my mom is obsessed with Vince Gill. Yes.
He's got a great voice.
He's a good-looking cat, too.
What do you think about it? You like his voice?
Yeah, it's good.
I do, too. I saw him with the Eagles, and he was really good. He did
mostly a lot of the Glenn Frey songs.
Well, he did Take It to the Limit. And, of course, people started yelling, stop singing Randy's song. Randy's dead, so. I think it's okay. I think it's okay at this point. He has 65 entries on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, including 4 solo number ones. I Still Believe in You, which we just heard. Don't Let Our Love Start Slipping Away, One More Last Chance, and Trying to Get Over You.
If you had to pick a signature song, does he have one? I don't know the man's work.
I think these two we just played, I Still Believe in You, and this one's called Whenever You Come Around.
Is this a different song?
It's a different song, yes. This is Whenever You Come Around.
These are two different songs.
This is a crossover hit here. This is a crossover. Rude. I think this is a hit on the Billboard a little bit. I used to play this when I was doing adult contemporary radio. Long time back. All right, Vince Gill. Now he plays for the Eagles. How old is he today, Biggie?
I said 63.
63, Kristen.
Sco Shoulder, 66.
BB Shane.
I said 65.
And Red Rachel.
I said 62.
68 today for Vince Gill. Older than all of you thought. We have 2 points for Chris Dim, 3 for BB Shea, 5 for Biggie, and 6 for Red Rachel. And we say happy birthday to actress Claire Danes. Claire Danes is probably best known, I guess, for Homeland, That's what we have a clip from.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, how are you feeling, Carrie?
Is it tie-in? Are we going?
Going?
To work. We gotta hop to. We gotta haul ass to Langley. They have to understand, Saul. Nazir's movements in green, after fallow yellow, always creeping towards purple, are methodical, meaningful, momentous, and monstrous.
Okay, I'm gonna get you a bit more Ativan to settle you down.
I don't need to settle down. Tell him!
Homeland Security officer who was thought to be crazy in Homeland. And she really perfected what Chris Dim knows as the yarn wall.
Some of the best yarn walls in TV. Yeah.
I think best ever made. I mean, she had a yarn wall from one end of this room to the other, trying to chase down all these possible terrorists, you know. Great, to me, a great concept for a show.
Yeah.
Remember, they brought that guy who was supposedly a hero back home from Afghanistan or Iraq, and it was like, is he or is he a spy? That was the first season.
First season was great.
I agree.
First two were good, and then it kind of...
went downhill. Yeah, I think that's right, too. She's been in a lot, but Homeland probably the thing she's most known for. She's in Little Women. She was in The Rainmaker, Broke Down Palace, The Hours, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, Shop Girl, Stardust, The Vagina Monologues.
Is she Juliet in Romeo and Juliet?
She was. Yes, she is. That's right. And she started in My So-Called Life, won a Golden Globe for Best Actress Television Series Drama for that. All right, Miss Claire Danes.
Oh, man.
She's a good actress. Biggie, how old is she?
47.
You are trailing by 3 points, Christine.
45.
BB Shane.
48.
And Red Rachel.
50.
She's 46 today. 46, so you're all around it. Don't worry, Red Rachel, you're still hanging in there. Christine has 3. BB Shane has 5. Biggie has 6. And Red Rachel has 10. And we say happy birthday to golfer... and major champion, he's won one PGA, Davis Love III. Davis Love III has one PGA championship, is the only major that he has won. I don't know if he's playing in the Masters this week or not. Are you a fan of Davis Love III?
I don't know anything about him. I know the name. That's about it, though.
I hear he's a great guy. I always feel like he's got a sourpuss look on his face when he's playing. But
I know someone like that.
I hear he's great, but he always has a look like, get away from me, you know, that kind of thing. Davis Love III. Full disclosure, I have not printed up pages 2 and 3 by accident.
So we're riffing?
I'll have to riff all of
this. Did he go to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill?
He did do that. Mm-hmm. He was a great college golfer. He won one PGA championship, and he won our local championship here when Tiger Woods played. He's good friends with Tiger Woods and got Tiger to play here, and the year Tiger played here, he won it. It's probably the last tournament he's won, Davis Love.
What year was that?
When Tiger was here?
Yeah.
8 years ago?
Okay.
That's my guess. Something like that. It was before COVID.
Definitely.
And it was the biggest draw we've ever had here at the Wyndham.
Did he start, Love start designing golf courses, or am I mixing that up with somebody else? I thought maybe he designed golf courses.
He might.
Courses
too. He may. And he, I mean, he's a really good golfer for a long time. And he's probably, I don't know if he's still able to play the Masters. He's never won the Masters. Mr. Davis Love III. Yeah. Again, the rest of these will simply be a riff. I do not have my pages. Biggie, how old is Davis Love III today?
Well, I kind of remember it being a big deal when he won.
It was.
The Wyndham, because he was older. So I said 59.
59.
He's on the Champions Tour now.
Chris Dim.
63.
BB Shea.
Put milestone 60.
Red Rachel, you probably don't know him.
You would think I'd know more about golf. I've worked at a country club, but I have no idea who he is.
Yeah.
So I said 59.
Well, you're close. 61. Oh, 61 for Davis Love III. He was in his 50s when he won here.
Yeah, too. That was the big deal.
Yeah. Chris Dim has 5 points. Still the lead. BB Shea right with him. 6. Biggie, 8. Red Rachel, 12. I'm riffing. I don't know anything else about these folks. Here's Dennis Quaid from A Movie.
We've been beat up pretty bad because of this publicity. But Meyer and I love each other, and we mean to keep it that way.
Jerry, looking ahead, don't you think your popularity will be diminished at home?
Back home, they take a different view of this sort of a thing. I expect a great reception when I get back there. My fans will understand.
I think that's Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, definitely.
It is. Yeah. Starring Dennis Quaid. I know he was in Jaws 3D, which I saw. And I know he's been in a lot of movies. That's Dennis Quaid.
Around here, these parts, we call him the Good Quaid.
The Good Quaid.
He is the Good Quaid.
Brother of Randy Quaid. I see him on Fox News from time to time. He is a big Donald Trump supporter. I do know that about Dennis Quaid.
I believe he just portrayed Reagan.
Yes, he was Reagan.
He has a son named Jack Quaid, who's a great actor in my book.
Meg Ryan. He was with Meg Ryan. That's Jack Quaid is Meg Ryan's son as well. And they divorced a while back, but I liked them as a celebrity couple at the time. And that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Forrest.
Not going to say anything more about Dennis Quaid. You'll have to figure him out on your own. How old is Dennis Quaid? It's a close game, too. All right, Biggie, you have 8 points. You are trending by three. Dennis.
This is tough to me because I think he's one of these that's older but looks younger.
Mm-hmm.
I said an even 70.
Christine.
An even 70. Oh,
good. BB Shane.
I put 67.
And Red Rachel.
71.
One of you has it exactly right. It's Red Rachel. He is 71 today. 6 points for Chris Dim. You have the lead. Biggie has 9. BB Shea has 10. Red Rachel has 12. And we say happy birthday to David Letterman.
Plus Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra.
David Letterman.
What do you miss about it? After all those 4,000 shows, what do you miss most about doing a if there is anything?
I miss everything. I mean, mostly it's fun. Very few things in life provide one the opportunity, and I can't speak for you or to you on this topic, but for me, if you muck one up, 24 hours later, you get to try again. And that's a pretty good device. And then when you do something that you're really proud of, you think, by God, let's do that again. And 6-7 years later, you have that experience once more.
Late night with David Letterman. Late show with David Letterman. Now he does a series of interviews. My next guest needs no introduction for Netflix. In my mind, it's Johnny Carson and David Letterman 1 and 1A when it comes to late night hosts, period.
Since he retired, I don't think I've watched a late night show.
There's no point. He was the best.
Yeah.
Except for Johnny Carson. And I think he almost equaled him. He changed the game at 12:30. I mean, the things he was doing, the stupid human tricks, stupid pet tricks,
all the current crop grew up watching Letterman.
They love him. Top 10 lists. Everything he did was just really a lot of genius on that show.
I like Kimmel. He'd be the only one that's around that I still kind of like.
BB Shea, what are your thoughts on David Letterman?
I'm a big James Corden guy, actually.
Corden? God. Turn his mic off.
That carpool karaoke got to me.
Yeah, it was great, man. Touched me.
I'm done here.
Rachel, do you ever watch late night TV? Do you know what that phrase even means?
You know, I see a lot more clips of it. Like, after the fact, I do not watch shows all the way through
of course,
like that.
That's what they're going for now.
Change the game.
But back when Johnny Carson and then David Letterman were hosting, people stayed up to watch those two, and they were groundbreaking.
I think as Americans, U.S. Americans, we go to bed earlier now.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
I hear more people getting up early because you don't have to stay up to watch Johnny Carson.
You're right. And people used to, it can't happen again. Even if the best ever came along, you wouldn't get the ratings Carson and Letterman.
I would routinely stay up until 2 o'clock.
Me too.
In the morning.
To watch those
two. Watching TV.
To watch those two. I loved them that much.
Friday nights were, when I was a kid, Friday night was Letterman night. I could stay up and watch.
Those two. I'd watch Carson and then Letterman and go to bed at 2 in the morning. That's exactly right. How old is he today, Biggie?
I said 79.
You are trailing by 3 points, Christian.
76.
BB Shea.
78.
And Red Rich.
I don't know, 80.
One of you has it exactly right. It's BB Shea. He is 78, but Chris Dim holds on for the win. Wow, that's a good win. Chris Dim has 8. Biggie and BB Shea, 10. Red Rachel, 14. Well played. You didn't get your four-peat, Biggie, but it's okay.
That's all right. Good week.
Good week. Good week. You know, today's my birthday, Red Rachel. You want to guess my age?
Higher.
35?